Ramadan Reflections, Day 2. Women in Pre-Islamic Arabia, Burying Their Daughters Alive.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for 2023, 1444 of the Islamic calendar. Today is the second day of the month of Ramadan. And the theme that we want to begin with as we begin now to review the ayat of the Quran revealed about women in particular is the topic of women in pre-Islamic Arabia, and more specifically, the burying of the daughters alive. Now, the reason why we want to begin with this particular theme from the Quran is to show and to recognize that pre-Islamic Arabs, as with many, I'm sure, cultures and civilizations of that particular time, and not only of that time, but even in today's day and age, there are many countries around the world, many cultures, many religions that are also practicing similar actions against their daughters. You just have to go online and look at or type in the topic of infanticide or killing daughters, and you'll find a plethora of countries and cultures where daughters are not valued. And parents will go to all means to, you know, abort a pregnancy or even, unfortunately, kill the daughters when they are born because of many of the same factors that we see happening at the pre-Islamic era in the Arabian Peninsula. And so it becomes important, brothers and sisters, to look at these verses, although we're only going to look at one aspect today in this discussion, of why and how the pre-Islamic Arabs, they got to this level of degradation where they felt it necessary to bury their daughters alive. And so without further ado, you know, this theme that we're going to look at today is very difficult, it's very sad, it's a very sorrowful state of affairs that the Arabs lived vis-a-vis their daughters, but it's important to study this collection of verses, again, the ones which we'll review today. And we will note that this verse today, or the verses for today, do contain multiple discussions that we want to try and go through in the time that we have allotted for today's discussion. We want to look at some of the irregular beliefs about Allah that the pre-Islamic Arabs had, and also their strange ways of their understanding their relationship with Allah. Hopefully this will help us strengthen our relationship with our Creator. So before we move on, let us review the verses for today and then come back to discuss them. And we turn our focus to Surah An-Nahl, which is chapter number 16, verses 58 through to 60, in which Allah says the following. When any one of them is given news of the birth of a girl, his face becomes overcast, and he is as if choking inwardly with suppressed anger. He hides himself from the people because of the evil, as he wrongly supposes it, of what he has had news of. So he debates within himself, shall he keep her with dishonor? Or bury her in the dirt, bury her in the earth. Look now, how evil is the judgment they make concerning Allah, and how evil is the decision they debate. The question which should come up in our minds when listening to and reading these verses is, why would the Arabs bury their daughters alive? Where did this tradition start from? When did this tradition originate? And did all Arab tribes carry this out? And if so, then how were their girls present in the Arabian Peninsula to marry when they got older? When the boys got older, if they're looking for wives, if they're all killed off, how do they marry? Now we know that killing another human being is a heinous act. However, what makes it worse is when a person has the audacity to kill their own flesh and blood. That too, a child that is defenseless. And that too, by burying them alive. So where and when did this bad tradition start from, that Allah had to address it in the Quran in respect of women and give them honor that they had lost in that society and even today? And why did Allah have to address this critical issue multiple times in the Quran, not just once? Well, historians know that in the era of Jahiliyyah, the pre-Islamic era of ignorance, of decadence, there was a particular war between two Arab factions. At the end of the war, the victorious side ended up taking some of the young girls and women as prisoners of war, as was the custom of that time. And these women ended up staying for their, for many years with their captors, marrying into their tribes, having their own families, having their own children and growing and, you know, moving on with life. Eventually, after some time, peace was established between these groups. And so naturally, the side that had initially lost their captives, they wanted them back. They wanted those women, daughters, to come back to their tribe, to their family, to the town, to the village. However, some of the women that had been taken captive, they had married, as I said, they now had children, they had their own families, and they didn't want to necessarily go back to their old tribe, as they now had a new family that they had built a relationship with. This upset some of the fathers of those girls that were taken as captive, as they felt let down by their daughters. And some of these men took this to be a shame to their family and their tribe. And it was based on this event that some of these men made the conscious decision that if they were to ever have other daughters from their wives, rather than face this humiliation and grief all over again, if a war were to happen and the daughters were taken as prisoners of war, they just thought it'd be better to kill the girl off at a young age. What a strange way to try and defend one's honor and dignity by killing their own daughter. But as I said, it happens even today in 2023. In any case, this act and its ridiculous rationale caught on amongst some of the Arab tribes, not all of them. During that era of Jahiliyyah, many tribes took upon this tradition. And it's for this reason that the Quran had to come down and criticize the belief and the action that went along with it. Again, keeping in mind that this is not only 14 centuries ago, but this happens even today. Let me end our discussion today with a famous story of a man that comes to the Prophet to confess his crime of killing his daughter. The man comes to the Prophet and he asks the Messenger of Allah that would Allah accept his repentance? The Prophet replied, yes, Allah would indeed accept it as he is all merciful. The man then said, well, his sin is major. The Prophet replied, well, is your sin greater or is Allah greater and can forgive anything? The man told the Prophet what he did and he said the following. He says that he'd gone on a long journey. Before he left, his wife conceived. He was away for 4 years. He comes back after his four-year trip and he sees his wife is playing with a young girl. At first, the wife said, you know, that this is their neighbor's daughter. And eventually, after a few days, she ends up telling the truth that you went away. I delivered a few months later. It was a daughter. You were gone for 4 years. Now this is our four-year-old daughter. A few days later, in the early morning, this man wakes up. He takes his daughter from the house to one of the gardens outside, and he uses the excuse, let's go and play together. So they begin to dig a hole in the ground. And as the hole was getting bigger and bigger and deeper, the man put his daughter in the hole. Now first, a four-year-old girl, she's innocent. She thought he was playing a game with her, hide and seek or something maybe. But then he kept covering her with dirt and more dirt and more dirt. And she asked him, what is he doing? And as he tried to hold her down with one hand, he was throwing dirt on her with his other hand to bury her. Now some of that dirt hit his face and the little girl reached out to clean the dirt off of her beloved father's face. However, even this loving act of his daughter did not change his hard heart. And finally, as she was screaming and crying and pleading, he buried her under the dirt, killing her. The Prophet heard this story and we're told he began to cry profusely and said to the man that if it was not the case that the mercy of Allah is over his anger, the Prophet says, I would have avenged what you did to your daughter. As we conclude, we ask Allah to allow us to have love in our hearts for our daughters and to recognize that these are gifts from Allah. We don't want to repeat the ways of the pre-Islamic Arabs. Now, definitely people won't be burying their daughters alive today in most modern educated societies. But we destroy our daughters in many other ways through, you know, maybe God forbid, physical abuse, mentally abusing our children, our daughters, trying to diminish their self-worth. And so we ask God to help us to protect us, all of us, that we do not do this to our children, our daughters more specifically. We conclude and we will come back tomorrow on the third day of the blessed month of Ramadan as we look at another aspect of the pre-Islamic Jahili culture in respect to women and daughters, so that we can develop a better picture of what Islam gave to women through the verses of the Quran, not only for 14 centuries ago, but as I said, that these are ever living legacies of Islam giving and enhancing the status of women. Until tomorrow, brothers and sisters, wassalamu alaikum jamian wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.